Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. The Braisa, which begins on Daf Tesame Beis, says, Tanu Rabbanan, Echad Aneteya, Ve'echad Amavrich, Ve'echad Amarkiv, Erev Shavias, Shloshim Yoim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Osaloi Shana, Umutar Lekaimon, Bishvias. Any type of Netia, planting, generating the growth of a sapling that is done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, two halachas are true. Number one, it is also Lo Yashana, which means that those 30 days that remain until Rosh Hashanah are considered the first year of the life of the tree, such that after that, you only need two more years in order for it to be considered not Arla. Number two, it's Mutar L'Kaimon B'Shvi'is because it's not considered as if I planted it close enough to Shvi'is. Because the Tosefes Shvi'is only begins 30 days before. However, if it's Pachas Mishloshim Yom L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's less than 30 days until Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yosa Lo Yashana, it is not considered like a year has passed. V'Asa L'Kaimon B'Shvi'is, it's too close to Shvi'is if it was planted within 30 days to Shvi'is. Continues the Braisa, Upeiris Netiya Zu Asurin Ad Tu B'Shvat. The peiris of this sapling are going to be usur until Tu B'Shvat. Imla Arla, Arla V'Imla Revai Revai. What does this mean? We mean to say that although this tree's life started before Rosh Hashanah, you would think that when your 3 years are up, it would lose its din Arla the exact same time of the year. And then the fourth year, a year later, it would now have a din that it's totally mutter and it's not even considered netar revai. However, says the Gemara, that is not the case because you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat for it to be considered no longer arla and for the fourth year to be over and that it should lose its din of netar revai, you also need to pass the date of Tu B'Shvat. Now there is a big machloikas rishonim, how to understand what does this statement of the Braisa relate to? And the two basic shittas are the Rambam and the Raavad on one side, and on the other side, the Ran, the Balamur, and the Ritva. And we'll soon discuss what exactly Rashi's position is in this Machlokes Rishonim. The Machlokes Rishonim is as follows. We just learned at the beginning of the Braisa two halachas. One halacha relates to a person who planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and the other is when the person planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And what we learned was that if you planted it 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, then that 30-day period is counted as year number one, and Rosh Hashanah starts year number two. Masha'en ken, if you planted it within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then you cannot count the remaining period until Rosh Hashanah as year number one. So according to the Rambam, the last statement in the Braisa, that Peiris Netiya Zu are Usur until Tu B'Shvat, relates to the first case of the Braisa and not the second case. Meaning, if a person planted within 30 days, which is the second case of the Braisa, then of course you don't have to wait until Tu B'Shvat for it to become no longer Arla. Rather, we say that year number two begins the next Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah after that begins year number three. And when you reach the fourth Rosh Hashanah, you already finished the 3 years of Arla. You do not have to wait until Tu B'Shvat of that year in order for it to lose its din Arla. The statement of the Braisa, though, relates to the other case, to the first case of the Braisa, where you planted it 30 days or more prior to Rosh Hashanah. Then your first year ends immediately 30 days later when Rosh Hashanah comes, and that's when you start your second year. Your second year ends the following Rosh Hashanah, at your second Rosh Hashanah. Your third Rosh Hashanah ends already your third year. In that case, the Braisa comes and is mechadish that even though, theoretically, your third year has ended with your third Rosh Hashanah, you still are not allowed to eat those peiris yet until Tu B'Shvat following that Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, the Braisa is mechadish that Netar Revai does not end until a year from that Tu B'Shvat. That is the Shita Sarambam and Perek Tes, Hilchos Maaser Sheni, that the Revai, Halacha Tes through Yud Aleph. The Shita of the Ran Bal Amur and the Ritva, as well as some other Rishonim, is that no matter what, you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat to end your Din Arla. So, even in the case where you planted it within 30 days, we don't say that after a full 3 years from that Rosh Hashanah, you finish your Arla. Rather, you have to wait until the following Tu B'Shvat. The Raavad over there agrees to the Rambam and says that the Mukar of the Rambam is from Yerushalmi. And he also proves it from the Lashon of the Braisa, because the Braisa says, Upeiros Netiya Zu Asurin Ad Tu B'Shvat. which is mashma that the Braisa is singling out one of the trees that we discussed in the beginning of the Braisa. Otherwise, the Braisa would have said, Uperis Natiya Asurin Ad Tu B'Shvat. By saying Uperis Natiya Zu, it sounds like we're referring to one of the two cases that were mentioned earlier. Furthermore, from the Lashon of the Gemara, we see, like the Shittas HaRambam, because the Gemara, when it asks for the Makar for this din, Minani Mili, Amra B'Kiya Bar Abba, Amra B'Yoichanan, Umotuba, Mishmei Derv Yanai, Amar Kro, Ubashana Horevias, Ubashana Chamishis, Pa'amim Sheberevias Vadayin Asura, Misham Arla, Upa'amim Shebechamishis Vadayin Asura, Misham Revai. Which is mashma that not in all cases do you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. It's only pa'amim, sometimes. So that's three rayas that the Ravid brings to the Shittas HaRambam. Number one, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. And we'll quote the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Amar Rabba Bar Mamol, Kumi Reb Zeira, Nirim Dvarim B'Shenota Shloishim Yoyim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. This idea that the Peiris of the Netiyah are Asura Ad Tu B'Shvat, because that's what he's going on, is Nirin. It appears that that would be true only if you planted the Netiyah 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Avlem Nota Pachis Mishloishim Yoyim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shlema Moinim Lo, you count one full year. Which means that you don't have to look at Tu B'Shvat, you just count the years from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So that's Raya number one. Raya number two, he says, is that the Lashon of the Braisi is Uperis Netiyah Zu, which is Mechlal De'ika Netiyah De'Layamrin Hachi. The Lashon Zu denotes that there is some other Netiyah that doesn't have this din. It's only a specific Netiyah that we say this by, and says the Ravid that's referring to Dafka, where you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And thirdly, from the Lashon Pa'amim Sheberevias Vadayin Asur Mishim Arla, Pa'amim Hudamrin Hachi, it's only sometimes that we say this. Veloy Kolsha. However, the Baal Amor answers all three of these tainas. In fact, he says that the Yerushalmi is actually a raya to his shita. And this has to do with the differences in girsois and the Yerushalmi. The girsa that the Baal Amor has in the Yerushalmi is mashma pretty clearly that the same din would hold true even if you planted it within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. As far as the Lashon Netiyah Zu, says the Baal Amor, that's not referring to Dafka, the Reish of the Braisa. Netiyah Zu goes on the entire Braisa, and Netiyah Zu means that the Peiris of this Netiyah that is Goyrim the Isser Arla is Usser until Tu B'Shvat. Meaning to say that the Baal Amor does not feel that the word Zu is singling out a specific Netiyah, rather it's a reference to any Netiyah. We don't want to use the Lashon Uperis Netiyah Asura Ad Tu B'Shvat, because we mean to say the Peiris of this Netiyah that involves the Isser Arla, which was the subject matter of the beginning of the Braisa, the entire beginning of the Braisa, the Reisha and the Seifa, you should know that the Isser is Nimshach until Tu B'Shvat. The reason, says the Baal Amor, that it says in the Gemara Pa'amim, is because he says that it's very uncommon for fruits of a tree to begin blossoming during the period in between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat. That's very early in the season. So even though any time the Netiyah is planted, you're going to have to wait until Tu B'Shvat, but in most cases, the Chanita of the Pri doesn't take place anyway until Tu B'Shvat. So the case of being during the Revias and it's still being Asr Mishum Arla is uncommon. Now the Shita that needs the most Hesber is the Rambam. Because if there's a din that the Shnas Revai can only start with Tu B'Shvat, then that din should be true across the board. Why should it make a difference if you planted it within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah or not? The only thing 30 days before Rosh Hashanah does is gives you an extra year. But once those 3 years are over, just like you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat when you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so too you should have to wait until Tu B'Shvat when you planted it closer to Rosh Hashanah. And as Rashi says, Rashi explains that the reason why you have to wait until Rosh Hashanah is because even though Legabe the Din Netiyah, which is the 3 years of Arla, the Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Betishrei, nevertheless, once it becomes 3 years old, it turns into an Elon. It's no longer a Netiyah. And the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon is Tu B'Shvat. So being that the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon is Tu B'Shvat, it shouldn't make a difference when it turns into an Elon. If it turns into an Elon on the third Rosh Hashanah because you had the right to use the first 30 days as 1 year, or if it turns into an Elon on the fourth Rosh Hashanah because you didn't have the right to count that first Zman until Rosh Hashanah as 1 year. Either which way, it is now an Elon and you should have to wait until Tu B'Shvat, like the Shita of the Baal Amor and those other Rishonim. So the Ran explains Bedasa Rambam, and this is how the Kesef Mishnah over there also assumes is the Pshat in the Rambam, is that the Svara is that only by a Netiyah that we were makel in the beginning, and we allowed you to use those 30 days as a year, We're machmir in the end, and we require you to wait until Tu B'Shvat. But this is a Pella. And as the Tosafos Rosh says, this is because you were machmir, you're mekel, lab mishum chumrahu de machmirin in Allah, lefi she'ein hashanim shleimais, elixeris akosafu. The reason why we tell you to wait until Tu B'Shvat is not because we're being machmir on you, based on the fact that we were mekel in the beginning. The reason why you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat is, like we said, the Rosh Hashanah le'ilon doesn't begin until Tu B'Shvat. And the Ran, actually, when he brings down the Shita of the Rambam and the Baal HaMor, he explains more in terms of the Taina against the Shita of the Rambam. He says the reason why we consider Tu B'Shvat as being the Rosh Hashanah for Elon is, as he says, V'hainu Taima de Milsa, de Kivan de Elon Gadol al Roiv Mayim shel Shana She'avra, since a tree grows based on the rainwaters from the last year, V'kol Shehu Choynet Bein B'Tishrei leTu B'Shvat, any fruit that blossoms in between Tishrei and Tu B'Shvat, Hainu Machmas Yenikas Mayim Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. That is because of the Yenika from the water, from the rainwater that fell before Rosh Hashanah. Umei Oisa Yenika Chantu Peiris Halalu. And it is from that Yenika that these Peiris sprouted. Ulefikach, says the Ran, Harei Hen Ki Ilu Chantu Koidim Tishrei. It is therefore considered as if they were Chantu, they took root and sprouted before Tishrei, because the reason, the Siba, why they took root now, before Tu B'Shvat, is because of the rainwater that fell before Tishrei. The Chanotazu Misraf Shelefnei Tishreihu. It all comes from the sap that was generated in the tree from before Tishrei. So the Ran says much more. It's not Exeris HaKosev simply that you go after the Tu B'Shvat to consider it a new year. Really, the new year, says the Ran, begins at Rosh Hashanah. It's just that if the Peiris blossom before Tu B'Shvat of this year, that's a simen that they really had their cause to blossom from before Rosh Hashanah, and that's before your 3 years are up. Memela says the Ran, since this is the reason, given the Hainu time of the Milsa, Lekele Fluge Beinot Shloshim Yoim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Ipachas Mikain. It should make no difference if I planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah or within 30 days to Rosh Hashanah, because it's really always Aleph B'Tishrei that is considered my Rosh Hashanah. If you planted it more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's your first year, and then you have two additional years. So your third Rosh Hashanah is really the end of your 3 years, and the only reason why you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat is because if you see the Peiris beginning to sprout before Tu B'Shvat, then you know that they really had the Siba, the rainwater from before Rosh Hashanah, and they're considered Peiris of the third year, and they're still Arla. So the same thing would hold true if you planted it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. You don't have the right to count those few days until Rosh Hashanah as your first year, so you start counting with Rosh Hashanah, and now you have to give it another three Rosh Hashanahs, but you should have the same Svara, that after the third Rosh Hashanah, any pre that sprouted before Tu B'Shvat should be considered a pre that's a product of the earlier year before Rosh Hashanah, and should be considered Peiris Shel Arla. So before we come to answer the Shita Sarambam and explain the Svara behind the Rambam, we first need to discuss what is Rashi's position as far as the Machloikes between the Rambam and the Baal HaMor. Does he hold that you wait until Tu B'Shvat, whether you planted the tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, or you planted it within 30 days to Rosh Hashanah? Or does he hold, like the Shita of the Rambam, that the only time that you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat is in the case where you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? So the Pnei Yeshua is Medayik Rashi, Dibar Maschul Upeiros. When Rashi explains this halacha that you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat, and that even though it's considered like 3 years are over, nevertheless the Peiros that grew from Rosh Hashanah until Tu B'Shvat are still considered Arla, Rashi says the lashon lekach ha'ilula lamed shelifnei Rosh Hashanah shememaher hetera mitu b'shvat va'ad Rosh Hashanah. Rashi's saying that had we not had those first 30 days, the first year, then you would have had to wait all the way until the fourth Rosh Hashanah. Since you had those first 30 days, you're allowed to consider it already neter avai, starting from Tu B'Shvat. So Rashi clearly says that in the event that you did not have those 30 days, and your Rosh Hashanah was the beginning of your 3 years, then the 3 years end fully with the fourth Rosh Hashanah. It's only in the case where I had those extra 30 days, because I planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that we have the whole din that you wait until Tu B'Shvat, and that's when your Neter Avai is going to begin. So we see that Rashi holds like the Shita of the Rambam. So now the Kasha that the Ran asked is not only a Kasha on the Rambam, it's a Kasha on Rashi. And this is generally the assumed shita of Rashi. The Rosh in Hilchas Arla seems to say that this is the pshat in Rashi. The Shach in Yoredeya, Simereish Sarik Dalet, Tzivkot and Yud, also says that Rashi is like the shita of Rambam. However, now that we know that Rashi also holds like the Rambam, we can give a very simple answer to the Ran's Kasha. And this answer could be found in the Torah Zeroim in Shvi'ez Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph. Because the Ran's whole Kasha was built on the understanding that when we say Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, it does not really mean that Tu B'Shvat has any significance. It's like we explained, it's a simen. Really, the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon is Aleph B'Tishrei. When fruits blossom in between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, we know that they really are growing based on last year's rain, and they're considered Peiros of last year. Now that happens to be the Shita of Tosfos and Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph as well. Tosfos over there in the Ramaskel Be'echad says, Kol hachanutim koidim zman hazeh haynu al gishmei shana shelifnei tishrei. Tosfos explains that it is Gzeiros HaKasuv like we learn in our Gemara, but the point behind the Gzeiros HaKasuv is that because they grow from the rain from last year, it's considered like Peiros of last year. So that means that the real Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon is Echad B'Tishrei. However, Rashi over there on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maschil Hoyul, is Mevur that Tu B'Shvat is not a simen that the Peiros are really considered the Peiros from last year. Rather, Tu B'Shvat is its own Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. And Rashi explains that since until Tu B'Shvat, most of the winter's rain has fallen already, because the rain season begins in Cheshvan. So you have Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and the first 2 weeks of Shvat, which is most of the winter. This is the time that it's the derech for the trees to begin their blossoming. Meaning to say that the day of Tu B'Shvat is nikva as the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon because it has its own inherent value. Not as a simon what happened back on Rosh Hashanah, rather because it itself is the time that it's the derech for the trees to start blossoming. Now once we know this to be true, we have to ask the following question. How in the world can we have two Rosh Hashanahs for the same din? Meaning, we know that the Rosh Hashanah for Netiyas, which is Negeh, the Din Arla, is on Echad B'Tishrei. Now, just because after 3 years it turns into an Elon, how do we justify saying that the years of Arla are Nikva according to Echad B'Tishrei, and they're also Nikva at the end based on Tu B'Shvat? That sounds like an impossibility. Now, Bishlama, according to Tosfos, that's not a stira. Because according to Tosfos, the Rosh Hashanah for Netiyas is on Echad B'Tishrei. And the fact that we use Tu B'Shvat at the end does not mean that we're ignoring the fact that L'Netiyas, L'Inya the Din of Arla, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. In fact, we're saying that it still is Echad B'Tishrei. It's just that Tu B'Shvat is a simen, as we explained before. But according to Rashi, that Tu B'Shvat has its own inherent value, you cannot use two separate dates for the same din. So even if we know that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, and as Rashi explains in our Mishnah, that's Negev, the din of Meiser, but once we decided that for Netiyah, for the din of Arla, the Rosh Hashanah is an Echad B'Tishrei, you cannot change that at the end of the 3 years. So what in the world is our Gemara talking about? The answer is, and this you can find in the Turi Evan and Daf Yud Dalet, that it's a din derabbanan. Really, midaraisa, the din of Arla ends at the end of 3 years, and it's nikva according to Rosh Hashanah, which is Aleph B'Tishrei. The Rabbanan chose to be machmir, since at that point it already has turned into an Elon, and le'inyan meiser, the Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, is on Tu B'Shvat, so we say wait until Tu B'Shvat. Once it's a Chumra Drabbanan, we can understand what we learned according to the Shita Sarambam. And Rashi holds like the Shita Sarambam, L'Shitasoi. When is it that Drabbanan chose to be Machmer on him? Only in a case when we were Makel in the beginning and we gave him the 30 days since he planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But in the event that the person didn't get that kula, Chazal did not choose to be machmer on him. So that answers the Ran's kasha. The Ran was asking his question because he understood like the Tosfos, as the Ran says explicitly. And if you understand like Tosfos, there's no makom to differentiate between when you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah or within 30 days. But if you hold like the Shitas Rashi, then there's no way to learn the introduction of the din of Tu B'Shvat in our sugya other than to be a din derabbanan, because it cannot work hand in hand with the original Rosh Hashanah, which was Aleph B'Tishrei, like it can according to Shitas HaTosfos. And since it can't work hand in hand, it's got to be a din d'rabbanan. Since it's a din d'rabbanan, we could differentiate between the two cases as to when the d'rabbanan chose to be machmer on him. As we explained earlier, this is the way the Kesef Mishnah learns B'das HaRambam, that the only reason why we're machmer on him and tell him to wait until Tu B'Shvat is because we were makel on him in the beginning. Now, the Indian halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeyah, Simirei Tzadik Dalit, Sif Hey, both deyas are brought, the Rambam and the Balamor, and the Shulchan Aruch is not machriya between the two. The Taz and the Shach bring down from the Rosh and Hilchas Arla that nowadays there's no nafkamina because there's no chanata in any tree before Tu B'Shvat anyway. The Chazan Ish in Arla, Simon Yud Beis, Ois Hey says that in Arla from Eretz Yisrael, you should be machmer like the Balamor and the Ran. Meaning to say that in Arlas, Chutz Laretz, which is only Durabbanan, there's no reason to be Machmer. But when you deal with Daraisa, like Arlas, Eretz Yisrael, then you should be Machmer, like the Balamor and the Ran, that even when you planted it within 30 days from Rosh Hashanah, you still have to give it until Tu B'Shvat. Let's go on to the next Inyan. The Gemara says that from the fact that we consider the first year in our sugya to be comprised of a 30-day period, you see that it's only Shloshim Yoim, which is considered a Shana. The Gemara says, Lema Deloika Reb Meir. Let's say that our Braisa is not going like Reb Meir. De'i Reb Meir Ha'amar Yoim Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. He says that one day in a year is considered a year. The place where Reb Meir says this is Legabri, the din of Par. A Par has to be a 3-year old in order to be kosher for Karbanis, that the Torah requires a par. And Reb Meir is the one who holds that a par ha'amr b'Torah stam ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'yayim echad. All you need in order for it to be considered a 3-year-old is 24 months plus one day. Reb Lazar argues and says you need 24 months plus an additional 30 days. Now Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil ben chofdal chodesh v'yayim echad points out veloy lechol mili amrina diyom echad b'shana chashiv shana. It's not legabe all dinim that we say that one day in a year is considered a full year. The yesh dvarim dafilo me'eis leis be'inon. There are certain dinim that you have to have even a me'eis leis, which means that in order for us to consider a person a certain age, you need the complete passage of time. So that if, let's say, a gadol is only a gadol if he's yud gimel shanim. The halacha is that you have to have yud gimel shanim v'yayim echad to ensure that there were a complete 13 years that passed. So this makes our sugya very confusing, because why should it be any different when we deal with the age of an animal? If age is something that when you need it, the Torah requires the full passage of time, and you have no right to consider the last year a year, even when it's less than a real year, then why, with regards to Bakar being 3 years old, or Arla being 3 years old, why do we accept the Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, or Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashiv Shana? This is a Ha'ara that can be found in the Pnei Yeshua in our Sugya. Now, you may be tempted to differentiate between a case where you need a certain age, like Yud Gimel Shana, we have to ensure that the child has now a full 13 years old, and the case of the par, where we don't have to have an age of the par. Perhaps all we need over there is that the par is in his third year. And the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar is whether to be considered sufficiently within the third year, as if the third year has properly started, you need a 30-day period to have passed, or it's enough to have one day. And this is a suggestion that the Sefer Birkas Shai makes. The only problem is, though, that then what's it got to do with the case of Arla? By Arla, the Torah tells you that Shalosh Shanim, for 3 years, it's considered Arla. So we have to answer, and although the Birkas Shai doesn't point this out, but we could say that by Arla, the Torah never told you that it has to be a certain age in order for it to not be Arla. It doesn't say that it has to be a 3-year-old tree. Rather, it says that for 3 years, Shalosh Shanim, you are Reilim. Now, since Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah Lintiyah, so year number one will end at Rosh Hashanah, for 3 years, the Peiros were Arla, even though the first year was not comprised of a complete year. Because during the first year that it was exposed to, the Peiros were Arla. Once Rosh Hashanah passes, this tree is being exposed to a new year. So when the question is, how old is a certain thing, what is its age, then you need a certain passage of time. You have to have 13 full years. But when the question is, which year are you in, you don't have to have a complete year, because you're already in the new year, since Rosh Hashanah passed. So you'll ask them, what does that have to do with the machloikes legabe a par? The answer is that just like we explained, by a par, the machloikes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar is, when is it considered having properly entered into the third year? Rav Meir holds, going in one day into the third year means it was exposed to the new year. And Rav Elazar holds that it needs to be a full 30 days. So too, legabe arla, in order for it to be considered having existed in that first year, having been exposed to that first year, you would have the same machloikis. So it comes out that when you need to have an age of somebody, like a 13-year-old, we don't use Yom Echad B'Shana or Shloshim Yom B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, because you need to have him be a certain age. You have to have the passage of time of 13 years. 13 years did not pass when the 13th year was only a partial year. But when all you need is that the thing should be exposed to a year, there's a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Elazar. What is considered significant exposure to that year? Reb Meir holds, as soon as you're exposed to one full day in that year, you're considered having been exposed to that year, and that is true. Bein legabe the din of a par, because in order for him to be considered a par, he has to have been exposed to his third year. And it would also be true, says our Gemara, legabe arla, because for us to say that we were noyig arla for 3 years, we don't need that we were noyig arla for full 3 years. We need that during 3 years we were noyig arla, and the proper exposure to the first year would be, according to Reb Meir, with one full day in that year. According to Reb Elazar, both of these dinim require a full month, because until you are exposed to a full month within that year, you're not considered sufficiently exposed to the year. So that's true, bein legabe par, that the animal is not considered having properly entered his third year until 30 days pass. And legabe arla, our Gemara is saying that if it wasn't exposed to the first year, al yidei being noig arla for a full 30 days in that year, then we can't consider it having been noig arla of shalosh shanim. Shalosh shanim requires that it was minimally exposed to 30 days during a year. Then we can comfortably say that we were noig arla during 3 years. Now this hasber can help us understand the following nakuda. Because the first attempt the Gemara takes when trying to answer the question that the Braisa is the Loiker Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, and our Braisa is requiring a full 30 days, the Gemara says, perhaps Reb Meir only said his din, that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, B'Soif Shanim, which means, when the Yom Echad is serving as the end of my 3 years, like it does by par, then Reb Meir says that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, but when it's functioning as the beginning of my 3 years, like it's doing in the case of Arla, then we don't say the concept of Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Asks the Rashash, if this is true, then Einach Enami. You may tell me that in the beginning of the 3 years, I can only use 30 days and not one day in order to be considered my first year. But why don't we say that at the end of the 3 years of Arla, after having a complete 2 years, all I should need is one day to go into the third year, and then it's no longer Arla. Just like we do by par. We say that it's considered a three-year-old par as soon as one day, or 30 days, passes after my 2 years. Answers the Rashash that when we say Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, we never mean that one day is considered like a full year. Rather, like we explained before, one day is considered sufficient exposure to a year. And so when the halacha is that you have to be considered having started the third year, then you're considered having started the third year, le'inyin, the din of a par. But le'inyin arla, even if you were to tell me that the first day of that year is considered exposure to the third year, that doesn't mean that after that first day, you're no longer in the third year. You're just being exposed more to the third year. And this is gufa why a katan who's 12 years and one day is not considered a bar mitzvah. Because there, the halacha is that he has to be 13 years old. He's not a gadol by becoming exposed to his 13th year. He's a gadol by having the age, the passage of time of 13 years. So when the exposure is in the beginning of the 3 years of Arla, then we could say that looking back after this 30-day period passes, or this one day passes, and then you have an additional 2 years, we could say the tree has been exposed to 3 years. But if it's at the end, then although you've now been exposed to your third year, but the next day is some more exposure to that third year, and it's still considered within your 3 years of Arla. Now this same nekuda is the basis for a kasha that the Aruch Lener asks in the next line of the Gemara. Because after suggesting that perhaps Reb Meir only said his halacha by Seif Shanim, like in the case of Par, but not in the case of Arlo, which is Tchila Shanim, Rava answers, V'lav kalvachomer hu. It's a kalvachomer. And he brings the kalvachomer from the case of Nida. By Nida, the din is that as soon as she starts seeing Dam Nida, the din da Eraisa, is that that day, plus another 6 days, she's Temeya. Because the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Tiyeh B'Nidasa. She has to remain a Nida for 7 days. Now, even though the din is that she has to be a Nida for 7 days, the first day that she saw could be in the middle of the day, and that's counted as one day. So we don't say that since the beginning of the day was lacking, she didn't see Dam Nida at the beginning of the day. This is not considered one day of Nidus. So over there, B'tchilasoi, in the beginning of the Nidus, it helps me to use the end of the first day. Nevertheless, at the end of the Nidus, on day number 7, even if she were to have seen only in the morning, we don't say now it's over and in the afternoon she could just go to the mikveh because she already has finished her 7 days. We don't say that. So the Gemara says that there's a kavachomer. Because if by Nida, although at the end of her Nidus, we are not willing to recognize the start of her 7th day as being considered a full day, and yet in the beginning of her Nidus, we're willing to recognize the end of her 1st day as being one full day of Nidus. So Kol Shekein, Ligari the Din of Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana, that at the end of the Par's 3 years, we're allowing the beginning of that 3rd year to be considered a Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, and it's considered a par who needs 3 years, then Kol Shekein, the din of Yom Echad B'Shana, should operate in the beginning when it's the end of your 1st year, such as in the case of Arla. That is the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer. So the Aruch Lener asks, what kind of Kal V'Chomer is that? And listen to his Lashon. Kashali, Hare zev vadai, afa gav damrin en yoim echad b'shana chashiv shana, even though we say that yoim echad b'shana is considered a year, mikomakim b'zeh oid loy nishlam hashana, it's not like the year has finished, d'lamrin en im b'yoim hazeh chashiv shana, we don't say that if this day is considered 1 year, l'machar maschil shana acheres, you don't say that the next day starts a new year, zev vadai loy amrinan, that we definitely don't say. Ela da hashana shehischil kvar lihimonois, Shana b'yom echad, the year that began being counted al yaday that one day, nishar shana ad nishlamu kol yemei hashana, it remains that same year until the year gets finished. And he says v'chein le'inyan yom, the same thing would be true l'gabi a day, afagav darmina mitzis hayom kekulay, even though we say that part of the day is considered like the whole day. So it may be true that on the 7th day when she started seeing Dam at the beginning of the day, that's considered like this day is a day with Dam. Nevertheless, Mikom Mokem, he says, Gam Soif HaYom Adayin Nimne L'Yom Zeh V'lo L'Yom Acher. The end of that day is also considered like this day. V'lachein Kasha Ma Parach Minida Al Shana De Par. What is the Kasha from Nida to the Shana of Par? The Gemara is trying to say that there's a Kavachomer because by Nida we don't allow the end of your Nidus to suffice with Mitzis Yoim. He says that's not true. We do allow it to fight with a Mitzis Yoim. It's just that she can't go to the mikveh in the middle of that day because in the middle of that day it's also considered Yoim Shvi. Just like the beginning of the day was considered Yoim Shvi. He says by a par, Miyoim Rishay Nikra Ben Shalosh, Avagam Besoif Shana, Oit Nikra Ben Shalosh. At the end of the year it's also called a Ben Shalosh. The beginning of the year is considered sufficient exposure. It's considered being Nichnas into the 3rd year. And therefore he says the same exact thing would hold true by Nida, that the beginning of the 7th day would be considered exposure to the 7th day, but the reason why we wouldn't allow her to go to the mikvah in the middle of the day is because it's still considered the 7th day. And the Torah says for 7 days she's Tmeya. This kasha of the Aruch Lener is built on our understanding, the Rosh Hashanah's understanding, that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, or for that matter, the din of Mitzvahs Yom Kekulay, is not halacha that the 1 day is considered like a full year, and after that 1 day is over, now it's considered like a new year. And hu adin the din of mitzvahs yom kekulay doesn't mean that after that mitzvahs yom it's considered like a new day. Rather, we say that the yom echad is considered sufficient exposure to that year, but the hemshech of that year is definitely considered part of the same year. Now, at the end, the Aruch Lener says that the possible explanation in the Gemara, in the Kal V'Chomer that he just asked on, is based on the Ritva. That's all he says. He says, V'yesh li yashiv k'tzas al pi divrei ha-Ritva. What is it that the Ritva says? The Ritva says that when an Isha sees for 7 days, and on the seventh day she stops seeing dam, and then she goes to the mikveh afterwards, we should look at it like a par that was nishchat. Just like when you shecht a par after it started its third year, we say that it had a shame par because it was sufficiently exposed to its third year. There was a aschala of the third year. So too, on the seventh day of the Isha's nidus, if she stops seeing dam and then goes to the mikveh, we should look at it like her nidus is over and she observed 7 days. So one should definitely be ma'ayin in the Ritva, in the sugya, because these are dvarim amukim. Let's continue. After the Gemara says, the Kal v'chomer that shows that Reb Meir, who holds Yom Echad B'Shana, Choshev Shana, should definitely hold the Kal v'chomer if it's in the beginning, and therefore the Braisa that was Matzrich 30 days at the end of your first year, L'gabi Arla, can't be going according to Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, so what would you like to say, that it's going according to Reb Elazar? There's still a problem, because the Gemara explains, based on the Mishnah in Shvius, that you should really need 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. And that is because until the Netiyah actually takes root, it takes 30 days. After it takes root, then we could say that another 30 days is considered a full year. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, Shloshim Yom B'Shanah Chashiv Shanah. And to this effect, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Shvius. It says, "Ein noiten ve'im avrichen ve'im markiven erev Shvius pachis milamid yoim lufnei Rosh Hashanah." And this is because if you plant it within 30 days to Shvius, then it's going to take root on Shvius. Now, on the surface, this is a very strange idea. Why do we care that the tree is taking root during Shvius? The only issur that a person has is to actually plant something during Shvius. But here, the person planted it before Shvius started. So from here, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzarech Ches brings a raya that in the Mitzvah of Shemitah, there is a Mitzvah of Shvisa on the Karka itself. Since it says, V'shavsa ha'oretz, so there's a halacha that the karka has to rest. And if a person does a maisa that causes the karka to work on Shvius, because a person did a pu'ula that then in turn had the tree take root during the Shemitah, that is an Isser. And he explains that that's the difference between Shabbos and Shemitah. On Shabbos, right before Shabbos, if a person puts a seed into the ground, or an atiyah into the ground, and somehow it were to take root on Shabbos, you wouldn't be over anything. Because on Shabbos, the Isser is for the person to be Shoivis. Mashain came by Shemitah, there's an added element of the din that the karka has to rest. However, many Rishonim understand that the whole Isra over here is only a din of Maris Ayin, because people will see a small Netiyah that's just starting to take root in the beginning of Shvius, they won't realize that the person planted it before Shvius, they'll think that he actually planted it on Shvius. So lefi that, there's no raya to the Yisoid of the Menchas Chinuch that there's a halacha on the karka that it has to be Shoivis. Now, in the Mishnah that the Gemara brings down, there are various shitas. As we mentioned, the Tanakama's shita, according to one girsa, this is Reb Eliezer, it takes 30 days for klita, for the tree to take root. Reb Yehuda argues, and he says, "Kolar kava she'ena keiletes b'shloisha yomim shuv ena keiletes." It takes 3 days for the tree to take root. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon say, "Shtei shabosis," 2 weeks. And that's why the Gemara says that Ledivrei ha'omer shloishim tzarech shloishim ushloishim. According to the Tanakama, that you need 30 days for it to take root, then in our case of Arla, you would need to have 30 days in order for it to take root, and then an additional 30 days if you hold that only shloishim yoyim b'shana chashiv shana. Now there's a very fundamental question that we have to ask about these shitas in the Mishnah and Shvius. Whether the Zman Klita is 30 days, whether it's 3 days or 2 weeks, what does that mean? There are two ways to understand. Number one, you can understand that it's impossible for a tree to take root in less than 30 days according to Reb Eliezer, and it's impossible for it to take root in less than 3 days according to Reb Yehuda, and according to Reb Yosef Reb Shimon, it's impossible for it to take root in less than 2 weeks. However, you could learn differently. You could learn that each one of these Tanaim is saying his Shita in when we assume that it Vaday already took root. Not that it cannot take root earlier than these Manim. Rather, they're all stating the maximum amount of time that they believe that it takes the tree in order to take root. But of course it can happen in less time. Now this second tzad is a bit mashma from the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, because his lashon is kolar kava she'ena keiletes begimel yomim shuv ena keiletes. The mashmos is that it never takes longer than 3 days to take root, but it's definitely possible for it to happen in less time, and therefore it should at least be a suffix if it took root in less time. This is a diak that the Sfas Emes makes from the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. However, he says that the Lashon of Rashi in Deber Maschil de Tnan is not mashma that way, because Rashi's Lashon is de ein netia keiletes bepachas milamed yoim, which means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the period which it takes for klita is 30 days, it cannot happen ein netia keiletes in less than 30 days. It doesn't take root in less than that amount of time. It sounds like it's a vadai that it cannot happen in less than 30 days. Lefishit to Rabbi Eliezer. Says this Fasemis, there's a big nafgamina between these two tzadim, le'inyin, anything that's totally on suffix. One example of such a thing is legabe arla and chutzlaretz. The halacha is that you can be makel by arla and chutzlaretz since it's a suffix durabanan. What happens if a person was naitea in less than the zman of klita? L'mashal, according to Eliezer, the person planted a tree less than 60 days until Rosh Hashanah. So we just learned that you need to give it 60 days, because in order to be considered that one full year has passed, if you hold shloishim yoyim b'shana chashiv shana, then you first need 30 days in order for the tree to take root, and then you have to have another 30 days to be considered your first year. And of course, if you hold that yoyim echa b'shana chashiv shana, then you need to have 30 days plus 1 day. Well, what happens in chutz laretz if the person planted it less than this amount of time before Rosh Hashanah? Could we say that it's at least a suffix? Perhaps it took root in less time, and then you have either your Yom Echad B'Shana, which is Chashiv Shana, so you already finished your first year, or if you hold that you need 30 days in order to be considered a Shana, so you have your 30 days, and we didn't suffix, we could be Makel by Arlas Chutzlaretz and say that your first year has passed, and you only need 2 additional years. Interestingly enough, the Sfas Emes himself in Menachas, Daf Ayin Amibayz, makes a diak in the Rambam by Arla and Shvias, where the Rambam paskins, like the Shita over here, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, that it takes 2 weeks for a tree to take root. The Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, in Hilchas, Maaseh Sheni, V'netar Revai, is V'kamo hu stam haklita, L'chol ha'ilanis, Shtei Shabbosis. The Lashon of stam klita means that this is the stam of the milsa, not that it's a vadai that it cannot happen before then. And that's also the Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Hilchas Shvias, Halacha Yud Aleph, stam klita, Shtei Shabbosis. Now the Turei Evan, in our sugya, brings down a Yerushalmi, that actually speaks out that these manim that are given in our Gemara are said bistam. But if the person knows, he says he's a bari, that it already took root before this man, then it would be mutter. And the Turi Evan himself, in the Chuvis, in the Shagasari HaKadoshes, Simon Zion, he says this Yerushalmi is the makar for the Rambam, who says that stam klita is 2 weeks. And obviously the shiurim that were given are given as maximum shiurim. It doesn't take longer than this amount of time, like we're medayik in the lashon of the Mishnah itself. So it comes out that we really have a machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand these shiurim. According to Rashi, the shiurim that are given are meant as minimum shiurim. It never takes root in less time than the shiur that each Tana says. And according to the Rambam, they're maximum shiurim. And like we said, the Rambam is backed up by the Yerushalmi. They're maximum shiurim that if it doesn't happen yet, by this amount of time, it will not happen later. Shuv einay niklat. But it certainly has the ability to take root earlier. If you take a look at the Shals Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Yoredeus, Simin Reish Pei Dalet, he seems to assume, like the Rambam, even though he doesn't bring down the Rambam, and he says that it's not mistaver to say that there's machloikis tanoim here as to when the klita actually takes place. You're not going to have one Tana saying that it doesn't happen before 3 days, another Tana saying that it doesn't happen before 2 weeks, and another Tana saying that it takes a full month. Not only is it rare to have such a machloikis in Metzias, it is also something that you'll look and you'll see that it's not true. He says the Metzias is mechiach that this is not the case, and everybody is in agreement that by 3 days, and perhaps even before 3 days, it could take root. The whole machlokes is, what's the maximum shear? If it didn't happen, bizmana, when can we say that the koyach has already been pasak, the koyach of the zriya is no longer operative enough, and it will no longer be able to take root? but everybody holds that it's possible and Karev Levade that it will be Niklat before the Zman that they say. However, the Chazon Ish in Shvius, Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Chof Ches, says the opposite. He says, even though they're arguing here about the minimum shear of Klita, nevertheless, he says, this is not a machloikis in Metzias, like what's obviously bothering the Chassam Sofer. You're not going to have machloikis in Metzias from when it's really Niklat. He says, everybody agrees that there is some sort of Tchilas Klita in the Karka already at 3 days. The whole machloikis is whether that little bit of Klita is enough to be considered that it's Mechubar to the Karka, or you need more. Now, everything that we've been mentioning until now relates to trees. What about when a person plants tvua? So the Turi Evan in our sugya assumes for the Rapashit that the shiurim are equal. The same way there's machlokes tanoim over here, 3 days, 2 weeks, and 30 days, legabe netias, so too legabe being mashrish tvua in the ground, you would have the same exact machlokes. And the Turi Evan, again, in his chuvas, in the Shalos Chuvas, Shagasari Achadoshes, Simon Zion, he says the same thing, except over there he brings down a Trumas HaDeshen, who's discussing tvua becoming nishrash, taking root before the Omer, and over there the Trumas HaDeshen says that 3 days would be enough. Now, it happens to be that the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef in Hilchas Chadosh, Yerodeh, Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, and the Dogma Rvava, and Rabbi Kivager and the Gilyon over there, all ask, on the Trumas HaDeshen, how could you say that 3 days would be enough if we paskin that you need 2 weeks? Answers the Chuvas Mishkanes Yaakov in the end of Simon Samach Zayin, that the shear of Klita by Netias and the shear of Ashrasha by Zroim, by Tvua, is not the same. And he even points out that the shear of the corner to the Tanakama by a tree is 30 days. And he says that is Vadai and Burr Le'en Koil, that you do not need 30 days for Tfu to take root. In fact, by 30 days it's already growing. He actually brings a medrash in Bereshis that says, Netia Oila Lalamid Yoim, Zriya Oila Lagimel Yom. However, the Noda Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Erechayim, Simon Pei Dalad, he brings that there were those that wanted to be Miyashiv, the Trumas HaDesh in this way, but he says it's not true, and he points out that in the Rambam you see no Zecher to this Chilik. And indeed, in the Dogma Rebava, which was written by Rebbe Yehuda, he asks the question that we said before, because he does not agree to this Chilik. However, the Chassam Sofer that we mentioned before says a beautiful Yishuv to the Trumas HaDeshen, based on an idea that we said before, and that is that if you hold that the shiurim that were being said over here is like we were daik in the Rambam, that they're all maximum shiurim, which means that everybody is in agreement that it's possible for things to take root earlier. And we explained that a nafgamina between Rashi and the Rambam is what would be in a situation of suffik. According to Rashi, it's impossible, according to the Tanakama, that things would take root in less than 30 days. And it's also impossible, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, that things will take root in less than 2 weeks. But according to the Rambam, we explained that these are only shiurim of stam klita. It's definitely possible. The question is, when can we assume that it happens? Memela says the Chassam Sofer that the Trumas HaDeshen holds that chadash bizman hazeh, which is what he's talking about when he's discussing things taking root before the Omer, chadash bizman hazeh, and by nachrim is kil, it's more lenient, it's treated like a derabbanan, and besafik you go lekula. Therefore, even though ordinarily we paskin legabi other dinim that you need 2 weeks, but before 2 weeks, it's treated like a suffik. And by chadash zman hazeh, and b'shel nachrim, we're more makel, and we take the lower shear. It's interesting that we don't allow you to go less than 3 days, which we said before that it could be a suffik, according to everybody as well. But that much, the Trumas HaDeshen was willing to be makel and say that since it's negeh, a suffik of a drabanan, something gets more keel, so we're makel like the shear of 3 days.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.